We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, WCCO. Dave Lee here on the Morning News. Big day today. Kevin Warren going to be named a Big Ten commissioner at 11 o'clock. Our good friend, the athletic director at the University of Minnesota, is Mark Coyle. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Well, doing wonderful. I know it's, I think it gets announced here in less than 3 hours, but I want to get your reaction to this, to the word that, that Kevin will be the next Big Ten commissioner.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, news broke last night, and with the announcement this morning at 11 o'clock, you know, I've been fortunate when I had the opportunity to come back to Minnesota. Kevin's one of the first people I met with the search committee. And Kevin has been just so generous with his time with me. He's somebody I've been able to reach out to, connect for a breakfast or a lunch once in a while, just to get advice and counsel. And he's obviously done a great job with the Vikings. And, you know, if it is Kevin, we look forward to working with him and know he'll do great things for our conference.
Yeah, and then he knows your stadium, too, having he negotiated that deal, I think, when the Vikings played over there for a couple of years.
Yeah, I believe that is correct. And obviously, Dave, as you know, we've got such a great partnership with the Vikings and all the professional teams here in the Twin Cities. It's one of the great things about being at the University of Minnesota, the fabulous partnerships we have with all the professional teams here in town, and just really fortunate to have those relationships. And again, if Kevin's the one, we look forward to working with him and wish him nothing but continued success.
Yeah, I think that would be a nice transition for the Big Ten to get a guy like that. But boy, I tell you, Jim Delaney's done a heck of a job since 89.
You know, Dave, it's hard to explain what he's done and the impact he's had on college athletics. You know, I can tell you in the 3 years that I've been back here at Minnesota, when I have a chance to spend time with Commissioner Delaney, I use two words. The first word is competition. He's an extremely competitive person. I think you see that across the Big Ten and how competitive all of our institutions are across the board in all of our sports. And at the same time, collaboration. I think Commissioner Delaney has done a phenomenal job of making sure everybody in the conference understands that 14 are stronger than one, and the collaboration that you see within the room between the athletic directors, between the presidents, between the faculty athletic reps, between the senior women's administrators is unbelievable. And that all goes to Commissioner Delaney and the culture he built within that conference. So obviously he's had a huge impact on hundreds of thousands of athletes and fans and coaches, et cetera, and he'll be deeply missed in the Big Ten.
Hey, Mark, I wanted to ask you, closer to home, the athletics department has raised apparently some more money for Athletes Village, I understand.
Yeah, we continue to have fundraising success. We're just so grateful for the support we get from our fans and our donors. And Dusty Clements and our Golden Gopher Fund staff continue to do a phenomenal job. You know, we still got a big number out there that we're trying to get, but we continue to fundraise for Athletes Village. In addition to that, as you know, Dave, we opened up a brand new indoor golf facility for our golf programs. We have a brand new wrestling facility for our wrestling program. We're working on a performance center maturity pavilion, which will impact our volleyball program. So we've got a lot of positive things going on, and we'll keep moving this program forward in the right direction.
Do we know much about ticket sales so far for the upcoming, for example, football season?
Yeah, we do. You know, football, I actually got a report yesterday from our folks, and we continue to do a good job of selling tickets. As you know, Dave, we've got a phenomenal home schedule this year with you know, Nebraska, Penn State, Wisconsin, for example, come to town. We have a great home opener against South Dakota State, so we've got a lot of good teams coming to town. There's a lot of expectations for our football program, and we're just so grateful when people buy those tickets and support our students.
This young man I've watched grow up a little bit, being friends with his dad and then getting to know Amir through the years, Coffee, who's just, I think, a great young man and obviously a great basketball player for the Gophers. But it would appear, Mark, if what I heard was right while I was gone there, that it sounds like he will go to the draft and not come back and play for the Gophers. Is that a done deal?
Yeah, that is a done deal. You're exactly right. And we're excited for Amir. You know, Amir and his family have done so much for our Gopher athletic program. And we're anxious to watch Amir in the next stage of his life. We wish him nothing but the best. And we'll do everything we can support, everything we can do to support him. He'll always be a Gopher. But we're very excited for Amir and the next opportunity he has for him. And just really grateful for how he handled things for us here at Minnesota.
If I want to get season tickets for basketball, could I do that now, this time of year, Mark? Are they available?
Yeah, you can go to Gopher.com. ArizonaSports.com and contact our ticket office. And again, we'd love to have people come out there and support our student athletes.
Hey, congrats on the softball team, by the way.
Hey, what a great run. You know, I had a chance to be down in Oklahoma City last weekend with them, and just a great group of student athletes, and Coach Traskel's done a phenomenal job. You know, when we hired her 2 years ago, she walked into a program that was ranked number one in the country and had a lot of success, and she's been able to build upon that foundation and take it to the next level. And credit goes to her and our student athletes, Maddie Houlihan, people like that, who've done a phenomenal job. So just really grateful for the experience being out at the Women's College World Series last week.
Hey, we're going to do you a favor and give you a couple of months off here so you don't have to deal with us and can enjoy a little bit of summer vacation, that little tiny window that you get every year.
Hey, I'll miss talking to you over the summer, but I want to make sure you're trained so we can have that race when we get back on the phone in the fall, okay?
How about we discuss that tomorrow?
That sounds good. We do have lunch tomorrow, so I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Have a great day.
All right, thanks so much, and go Gophers.
Mark Coyle, University of Minnesota Athletic Director. WCCO time is 8:17. Good morning. This is the Morning News with Dave Lee.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.